why does James focus so much on the tongue in this short letter? Undoubtedly, some people were having trouble with their tongue, or the church had become the victim of rumors and gossip. What we do know is that his emphasis on the tongue is spot on with his overall theme of having a driven faith, a faith that is not just a belief, but a belief that is a life shaper and a tongue tamer. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. James chapter 3, verse 2. For we all stumble in many ways, and if anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle his whole body. A lot of times we think we have gained control over our tongue when we stop using foul or profane language. But that doesn't prove anything much except that we can control the tongue to some extent. But it does not show that we have mastered the skill of actually how to tame our tongue. It appears that James is communicating a couple of things to us in verse 2. The first thing is that the hardest part of our bodies to control is our mouths. We don't have trouble, most of us, with going around slapping people with our hands or drop kicking them with our feet or headbutting them like a ram would do. But we can do all of that and more with our tongues. And it's not that we harm people physically when we hurt people with our words, but far worse, we damage them emotionally and spiritually. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 9 says, "With his mouth, the godless man would destroy his neighbor." Psalm chapter 55, verse 20 says, "My companion stretched out his hand against his friends. He violated his covenant. His speech was smooth as butter, yet war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet they were drawn swords." Now, we all know that we can't get away with slapping people upside their heads or drop kicking them. But for whatever reason, we think we can get away with it with our tongues under the guise of subtlety, doing it when the person is not in our presence, or we think we're just speaking the truth. So one of the hardest parts of the body to control is definitely the tongue. But as James makes clear, if a man can discipline his tongue, this will help in the fight to discipline his entire body. So today, consecrate your mouth unto the Lord. As you pray today, please remember John Page and his family, our missionaries in Cambodia. Also, remember the Tree Life Word broadcast in Ghana.